your prayers. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate it this morning. Can you hear me back there? Great. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, sisters, brethren, by the mercies of God, so God have mercy, that you present your bodies in a living sacrifice, not a dead one. You have to die to yourself, but you have to present yourself as a living sacrifice. Are you a living sacrifice this morning? A dead one, a tired one, or a happy one? Hey, nobody likes to die, but somebody has to die. This flesh gonna have to die. And I'm happy because we're not taking it with us. The Bible says those that are alive and remain. Hey, that's two conditions. You have to be alive and you have to remain. So this morning we better be alive in Him this morning. Because God likes living stuff. God is not a God of dead. Living sacrifice. Oh, did I lose myself somewhere? There you go. What's my living sacrifice? Holy? We just sung that song. You must be living. You must be holy. You must be acceptable to God. Acceptable means you have to be accepted by Him, not by me, not by love divine, not by the church. You need to be accepted by God this morning. He says, unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. This is your reasonable service today. To present your body as a living, not dead, living sacrifice unto the Lord. And make sure that that living sacrifice is acceptable. Holy means pure. Acceptable, unto which is your reasonable service. And that's the end of that too? Okay. And being like what? We just sung that song. That's what the song comes from. Okay? If you're a living sacrifice and you're holy, acceptable, then you don't conform to the world. You conform to who? To God. Don't conform to the world. That's a requirement now. But be ye what? Transform. I don't want to conform to, rules and ethics. I want to conform to denominations. I don't want to be conformed to what they tell me to do. I want to be transformed this morning. But if you're not a living sacrifice, if you're not holy and set up to the Lord, you're only conforming. We play in church. I don't want to play church. I want to be transformed. That's my goal. It says, transformed by the what? You need a new mind. That old mind of yours might as well just do away with it. I don't care what you think. I don't want what you think. And I don't care what I think. But I do care what His mind says. If we can put that out, then we can be a living sacrifice. Acceptable. The only thing that is between you and God is your mind. And that has to be renewed. It says, that you may be prove, see, if you have a mind that is His mind, then you can prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect. But you have to have that mind. That's the only way to do it. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for you being here. Your presence is here. Father, and we want to be acceptable to you this morning. Father, we want to please you this morning. That's what acceptable means, to be pleasing to you. Not to the world, not to the church, not to one another. We want to be pleasing to you this morning. Grant it, Father, help us this morning to learn what you have for us this morning. What you put in my heart, Father, I will do as you have prepared me and to do. I will get out of the way, Father. You take over. This, from the back door to the pulpit, Father. Have your way in each one of our hearts. We ask you all this thing in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can be seated. Righteousness. Righteousness is not, it's not an option. Okay? It's not when you buy a car and you want automatic transmissions, you know? That's an option. You can have a standard automatic. You can have air conditioned or not. That's up to you. First time when I came to Tucson, I didn't know, you know, it was that hot. So I bought my first car 40 years ago. But I wanted to save some money, so I told him I don't need the air condition. I came from an island. I don't know anything about heat and, you know. So here I'm driving 100 degrees. And man, somebody should have told me something. But I wanted to save money. Listen, you don't save anything here. There's no option. There's no options. Righteousness is what you need. It's what I need. It's what we need. Amen. So, Romans 14:17. I don't know if you have it there. And we're going to read a few scriptures. But one of the scriptures that I like, maybe I'll go to that one in a minute, but the Bible tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God, one, and second, and his righteousness. And then all the other things that you will like and you will desire and you will want, it will be added unto you. For foremost, first, is to seek God first with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your body, and then righteousness. And then everything else, it will be a benefit to you. Because he knows what you need. He knows what you want. He knows your heart. And he will supply all your need according to his pleasure in heaven. See? So don't worry about what you need. We need to eat. We need to dress. We need a car. We need a job. I don't care. You need a wife. You need a husband. You don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, you need one. You learn. No, it's not that bad. But I tell you something. If it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't be here. She was the one that brought me to Tucson. I didn't even know Tucson. Anyway, she didn't know Puerto Rico existed until she met me. And I said, I'm from Puerto Rico. I'm the proof that there is an island. I'm the proof that they're Puerto Ricans. See, how do I know that there is a God? How do I know that there is a heaven? How do I know all this stuff? Because he revealed that to me. People don't understand that, but that is the way it is. I know it. And you cannot convince me otherwise. This is a God that loves me and revealed things to me. So the Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all the righteousness. Now, let me define righteousness to you quickly. Bottom line, righteousness is the right action. To do the right things. That's all righteousness is. You need to think right, Brother Brand says. You need to do right, and all things will go right. Amen. See, that's Brother Brand's logo. See, because that's what Jesus did. We're going to see in a minute. So, we need to think right. So, forget about your mind this morning. That's what I said. Forget about what you think. And what you think did, so that, because it doesn't matter. God cannot work with that. And you know where that will take you anyway. If you lean into your own understanding, you know where that ends is. You cannot do anything on your own. You ain't got no power to change, to create, to do anything. You can advance without an authority, but you know where you're going to end. You probably don't even know where you're going to end. But I can tell you one thing, it's not going to be that good. I tried it. But if you let God to guide you and to lead you, and you guide your steps into all good things, then I know we're going to get somewhere. Amen. Amen. Why? Because I trust God. Righteousness. The right action. Right. Here in Romans 14:7. It says the kingdom of God is not meat and drinks. It says but righteousness. But righteousness. Where is the kingdom of God today? Where is the kingdom? It's not a trick question. Where is the kingdom? Here. Where righteousness is. Sure. To do right. Is right here. Because the word is the right thing. Anything beside the word is wrong. Black and white. If the word is right, everything else is wrong. God is not a God that will lie to you. See? So if he promises, he will do it. Because he has the power to bring it to pass. You and I, you don't have no, I will disappoint you if I promise something to you. But if he promised something to you, it will come to pass. God don't speak in vain or just to hear himself talking. God is obligated to his word this morning. So when we talk about righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Ghost, see, that's what the kingdom of heaven is. Everything else, forget it. Your home, your children's, you know, all those things. God will take care of all those things. But foremost and first, righteousness. Do the right thing. Think the right thing, and you will end up right. The right actions. Here we have in, I want to read Matthew 5:10 says, blessed are which are persecuted by righteousness' sake, for there is a kingdom of heaven. Again, you know, sometimes you're going to be persecuted for doing the right things. Just for doing the right things. Now, we can go along with the world and whatever they think and their opinion, and you'll be fine, nothing. You won't be persecuted. But as soon as you decide to do something different, as soon as you decide to think something different, you will be persecuted. So if this morning you're not persecuted, I will just kind of wonder what your thoughts are. Not only thinking, but action, I mean, to do it. Because if it stays in the mind, it won't do no good to nobody. So this is a peculiar blessing for the elect of God here that we read. See? But it is an honor. The Bible says it is an honor to be, you know, persecuted. You say, oh, I don't know about you. I'm not a sadistic guy. I don't like pain. But it's, you are persecuted for righteousness, for doing the right thing. You will have a reward. But if you are persecuted for some stupid thing that we do, I do, there is no reward for that. So take a choice today. Either we take his mind or ours. Now, we are called to lose our mind and take what? His mind. So blessed be, blessed, happy, he says. Man, how can I be happy if I'm persecuted, you know? Well, rejoice, you know? When you find yourself in all kind of situations, temptations, because that is where your character is being formed. Amen. My first character was void. I'm sorry, but I couldn't do nothing with that one. But now I have a different character that is being shaped more into me. See, I've been changed. Now, some people are waiting for the day of the rapture. And then the day of the rapture, they like a magic wand, you know, it's coming and, whoop, you're done. Listen, you must be done before you leave the earth. I am sorry. If you are completely 100% dead to your thinking, to your ways, this little one is not going to come. I'm going to show you that. See? So that's why we come to church. Oh, you don't got no hook on this one. We come to church. I haven't preached for a long time. I don't know. Maybe one or twice. Third time, probably one too much, too many. Yeah, I mean, this year. Yeah, Brother Doug hasn't gone too many places. Since the church burned, he's been around, you know, the church for a while. But that will change probably after we get back in the church. So, I might see you next year again. So, yeah, that's the way it works. December is around the corner. I'm going home to visit my folks. This is just one more. I'll see you next year. Okay? So, take this with a grain of salt, they said. Anyway, no. He says, blessed are those that are persecuted. Now, this is kind of, like I said, kind of surprising, you know, that we rejoice. But you know, rejoice because you will have your reward if you suffer for his sake. Not for my sake, not for love divine's sake, for his sake. Amen. And Philippians 3:9 says, and be found in him, not having my own what? God don't need your righteousness. God don't need my righteousness. My right things to do that I think. Sometimes we think that we are right. And we move on thinking that we are right. And we end up wrong. See, that's what my righteousness will produce. You don't need your righteousness. You need his righteousness. Which is of the law. But that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is God, by what? By faith. Faith. The Bible says faith without works is what? Faith without action is what? Okay, righteousness is faith in action. I want you to get that because this is very important. If you have faith, you have to have the right action, and the right action is the Word of God. Anything else, it won't work. So, Brother Branham said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He says, thank you very much. You may be seated. I certainly deem this a great privilege to be here on this Monday night and seeing this nice turnout of people hungering and thirsting for God. I believe the scripture says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for what? After righteousness. So I'm hoping this morning you are thirsting and hungering to do the right thing. And the only right thing, it is His Word. That's the only action that you need to do. His Word. He said, blessed are that hunger, for they shall be what? Be filled. Now, you cannot desire to be hungry, you know, and thirsting. He has to give you the desire. So if you're here and you have a desire, praise God, because He is the one that brought you here with a desire that to eat and to drink. Because without that desire, you cannot be here. Today's Sunday, the church should be full. Where is everybody else? Well, they have some other desire, and they're hungry for something else. But I'm glad that you are hungry for his word, for righteousness. But the second part of that is, He give you the desire, and He also fill you. Well, what a bargain. You don't have to do nothing. Just come with the right attitude, and He will take care of the rest. See? And God has given us the blessed promises. Then, the only thing that would keep us from being filled with everything that we thirst for would be because we do not what? Believe. Now, that's not difficult because I just told you it is His Word on belief. That's all you got to offer God. Your Word can do anything. Your Word is on belief. That's what the Bible said. If you don't hate your mother and your father, that means that you don't hate your mother and your father. But when you look at love compared to the love of God, to your love, is hate. That's what it is. The same thing with this. See, if you look at your words, at your mind, at your thoughts compared to God's thoughts, they're dead. There's nothing there. So that's why it says, keep it. Everything is because do not believe it. See, you can be untouchable like the Pharisees. The Pharisees, you cannot even put a finger. They came to church every time. They were always clean and pure and holy. And they walked the right way. And they conversed the right way. But what Jesus said? They don't believe. So, because you come to church, because you're holy, because you're righteous, because you went to church 40 years and you believe this message, that do not make you righteous. The Word of God is what makes you righteous. His mind, His Word is what makes you righteous. So, let's not turn it around. Because I do this, I must be this. No. It's because I do this, this will happen. He said, fill everything with a hole would be because we do not believe. We could just believe now that God will give us everything that we are here for. So, what do you want this morning? We just sung righteousness is what I need. That is what I need. Holiness, that is what I need. If you need something else, that's between you and God, but that is what I need. Righteousness, why? Because I want to do His will. I cannot do His will unless I know what His will is. His will is the Word of God. And doing that is righteousness. He says, everything that we thirst, we could, because we do not believe, we could just believe now, God will give us the very thing that we are here for. Now, If you're just fulfilling your duties, you're just coming to church just because, you know, I don't want nobody to think of my reputation. If you come to church for any other reason, it's good that you're in church anyway. Just come. But church is a place that we get dressed up. See? The word, I'm going to show you in a minute. This is a dressing place. This is what the ministry keep take you to maturity, to perfection. This is the place that we bring the word. And you can take the word a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, from glory to glory. And you start dressing, preparing yourself for his soon coming. He says, we could just believe now God will give us the very thing that we're here for. So that's depending on your attitude. What are you looking? What is your expectations this morning? To fulfill his righteousness or to fulfill some requirement. Amen. I think you're here because you want to be here. It says we will all go home tonight so happy and satisfied. You know when some people leave the church and they leave in the same way they came in? They had the wrong expectation. There's only one expectation. And that's his word. If you come in this church with the right expectation, with the right mental attitude to receive from God, to give you more righteousness, mean to make you more righteous, mean to make you believe his word, not yours, but more like him, you will not be disappointed because he will give you more this morning. He knows what you have need and he give you a little bit more today and a little more tomorrow. But when we come to church and we come with the right expectation, but it's too long, 2 hours. I'm not going to preach 2 hours. Who knows? I might. 2 hours. Well, what is your expectation? What is your thoughts? Half hour, but that's your thought. I give you a penny and, you know, and a coffee so you can go with, and a donut maybe to go with that thought, because that thought actually is a zero. Because that's not what in the Bible. I was preaching in Mexico one time and the guy approached me outside and he says, you preach more than 20 minutes. Brother Brown said, you need to preach 20 minutes to half hour. I said, good, but you came 20 minutes late. So if you're going to tell me what to do, why don't you start doing what you're supposed to do? Yeah, he came to church late because I met him outside when he's coming in. I mean, if you're going to do that, make sure that you are living it. Don't start complaining when you know that we are not all right. We made mistakes. Yeah, I agree. Brother says be in church half hour early. That's the right thought. What is the wrong thought? I come to church after, you know. But whose thought is that one? Is that this thought or that thought or your thought? See, while we're talking about righteousness, you're choosing the right thoughts. Then you'll be righteous because the Bible says seek him, seek righteousness first. Not your thoughts, not my thought, not the church. His thought. He says, do not forsake the assembly. Now, that's his thought. What are you going to do tonight? You want to do your thoughts? Fine. You ain't going to get anywhere. I can assure you, your thoughts mean nothing to God. His thought said, do not forsake the assembly. That is the thought you need to take if you are righteous. Amen. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not mad at you, I'm mad at the devil. Because he tricks us. See, we want to just logic and reason everything. You know, this is your place, this is your position according to the Bible. Make sure that your election and your call, make sure they're sure. And if you know they're sure, then you will do like Jesus did. He never missed church. He went to the synagogue, even though when he knew that we're going to kill him. Oh, that's kind of sad. We are not going to kill anybody here. Maybe your flesh needs to die just like mine, but that's it. To die to your own thoughts, to your own righteousness. So every time we have a thought that is not becoming, it's not the word, it's not righteousness. Think right, that's a word. Do right. And you will what? You will come out right. But if you think your thought, first of all, it's not right. It's not going to come out right. And you're going to have to admit it that you're wrong and you're going to have to come back again. See, the further you go away, the harder it is to come back. You know, if you fell out of the wagon, like they said, don't stay there. Brother Brown says, as soon as I make the mistake, as soon as I know, I want to get up and say, forgive me. Why? Because the longer you stay in that condition, God continue moving away. And the longer you stay, the longer you're going to have to run to chase God. Right. See? That's why when you make a mistake, or the Bible, the words tells you that you're wrong, make it right, then there. Don't go home. Because the longer you wait, the worse it gets. I assure you, the worse it gets. Because if you are a son or daughter of God, God will chastise you. Until, I don't like chastisement. I don't like, you know, spankings or anything. When I was a child, I might as well repent. And quickly enough, let us get it over with and let's get back to fellowship with God. See? So when you have a wrong thought, just ask God to forgive you. He says, we could just believe now. He says, go home today so happy and satisfied. I'm so glad that he supplies our every need. He promised he would do that. See, he will not disappoint you this morning. Whatever you have need, if you come with the right attitude, he will supply. When? I don't know. How? I don't know. But I know one thing, that he will not lie to me. He will not lie to you. He will supply it. He says, he will supply, he will not supply your wants, but he will supply your needs. He will supply. I'm so glad of that, because there's many times that we want things that's not good for us. It started with our thoughts sometimes. Aaron, my little grandson there, he always tells me, you know, he likes tools. And he don't like toy tools. He wants the real tools. The real thing. And then every time he goes to my toolbox and I found a drill the other day. And his word is, show me. Yeah, I don't know where he get all this stuff. Show me. So I had to explain to him what it is first. And then he says, why? Then I said, what? Because this, why? Because I don't know where that guy get this five Chinese, you know, philosophy. Why? Ask why five times and you want to find the answer. That's a Chinese philosophy. Or Japanese, I'm sorry. So then he says, why? Then I say, why? And then I get frustrated and I get annoyed. I said, stop. Don't tell me why no more. Then he says, why? Now his thing is, instead of show me, his thing is now, how do that work? You know, it's just a clock. How do that work? Or what did that do? That's his things, you know? So, but sometimes, you know, I started drilling. I needed to drill something, a little project at home. And he's following me around, and he see me working with the drill. You know, so I'll put it down to do something, and next thing I hear, shh, leave that alone. See, sometimes what they want, you cannot give it to them because they can hurt themselves. He's not at a place in time that he could play with those tools. Those are man's tools, not children's tools. You can't get hurt. So God is the same thing. God will not give you what you want because you get hurt. Spiritually, you will get hurt. And if you haven't got hurt, you will get hurt. Somebody will, the devil will use somebody to hurt you somehow, somewhere. See? And then he says, so, if we just be submissive and humble, like little children before him, God will supply what we have need this morning. Do you have any need this morning? Then think the right thoughts. Do the right things. And God will supply your need this morning. See? You in church, this is the right thing. This is the right place to be. This is the right position to be. Amen. The Bible says, delight in Psalm 37:4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall what? Give thee the desires of what? Of your heart. But what is the desires of my heart? To be righteous. I want to be like him. I want to please him. I want to do everything that he bade me to do. That is my desire. My desire is his desire. I want to please him. We sing that song, I want to be pleasing. I want to be pleasing to you. I don't know all the verses. But really, when you sing that song, that's what you're saying. I want to, I desire your word. I desire your will this morning. He says, I shall do the desires of thine heart. So happy, again, is to do his will. You know, so I don't know. We can change our sorrows, if you want to, like the song says, you know, for gladness or joy. But when we come to church, we should be happy. We should be rejoicing. See, we should be glad that we are in church. Not for my sake. That's between you and God. That's why we have to come with the right attitude. I know we get tired. I know things happen. But when we go to church, we come to have fun. I don't know if I can have fun for 2 hours. Yeah, but then you go someplace else and you have spent 3 hours having some other fun. If church is not fun to you, if the word of God is not fun to you, you know, and you cannot rejoice when you come to church. Because the Bible said, delight yourself. Delight means, you know, in this verse, it means that you are joyful, this happiness, and this pleasure in doing what we're doing. If you are not, you are going to be the most miserable guy in Love Divine. I don't know about everybody else, but if you're not having pleasure right now in his word, then what are the pleasure there is? The world has nothing to give you. And all is temporary. Your thoughts, you're not taking them with you. Somebody will lose them now. Before you get to the rapture, you're not going to lose them in the rapture. You must be completely dressed up, prepared, you know, before the rapture happens. So we need to seek God and his righteousness first, foremost. And the rest, that whatever you possibly want and need, will follow. God will take care of that part. But what we do, we worry. We worry more about, you know, we start backwards. Well, I need a career. I need a job. I need to do this. I need a house. I need to do this other. I need a husband, like I said. I need a wife. That's fine. But what did the Bible says? Young people, to seek him first and all his righteousness, and then he will give you the desires of your heart. It's not the other way around. So we come to church all premeditated thoughts about how it's going to be and wrong expectation. God will not meet that one. That's why we are miserable. But when you come and do the right things, is put him first in your life. Do everything that his will. And then you get a house, and then you get a wife, and then you get the right house, the right wife, the right place, the right car, the right job. Or either we can settle for what you want. That's the alternative. And I don't know if that's going to work. See? So we need to seek him. See? And he will give us everything else. He will throw everything else in that mixture, you know, as a matter of, in our journey, in the course of life. But everything first is me. 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 You're going to die to that me, me, me. And start, you know, saying he is first, he's second, and he's third. Anything else, it won't count. Not in this walk. Not in this walk. See? Let me go back to, I've got things here. I'm jumping all over the place, so just forgive me. That's the way I am anyway. I'm not a guy that stays in one place too long. I don't know why. That's my makeup. I was home at 19 years old. I decided I wanted to leave, so I left. Well, that was my thoughts. Well, I end up in a war. Well, you know. Then I stayed in the army for 10 years, and I said, this is enough. And then I left, then I studied, I became an engineer, and then I worked for another. Then I bought me a house, and then about 40 years old, I said, I'm tired of this house. Every 10 years, I will buy me a new house. Then I bought this last one about 20 years ago, surprisingly, because my wife told me, you're not selling this one. I already sold the last three. Because I don't know what is, I need change. Now this is my makeup. That's what I left Puerto Rico. Because I'm a very, you know, I like to travel and I like to adventure. I'm an adventure kind of a guy. I don't like to be in one place too long. I get bored after a while. But not on the things of God. I'm glad I've been in this thing for more than 30 years. And you know, tomorrow will be better than today. Because he gave me what I had need of. And you can try and you can seek and you can do. But one thing is, until you find him, you will not be satisfied. So what is righteousness? So Jesus said in Matthew 3:15, I'm going to the beginning. I don't know if you can find it, but because I'm just jumping everywhere. Matthew 3:15 says, it says, and Jesus answering said unto him, John, John was going to baptize him. This is the time to start his ministry. That is interesting that before he could do his ministry, he needed to be baptized. He needed to be full of the Holy Ghost before he can even do anything. And Brother Brown says, nobody had no business in this pulpit. You got no business doing anything unless you've been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is the one that's going to lead you and teach you and guide you. He will be your mentor. Without the Holy Ghost, you're lost. You can try. You can imitate like Cain. Okay, I know you don't know what you're doing and you don't get no revelation. But just follow. And it will be a place for you. Some people that will not have the Holy Ghost, that's what they're going to have to do. Just follow. Nothing wrong with following as long as you're following the right thing, see? Because the Bible says sometimes the blind is what? Leading the blind, and they're both going to fall in a hole. So make sure you're not following the blind guy, see? Or a blind girl, whatever. Make sure you point. The Bible said, mark those, you know, in the assembly. Those that are righteous. Those that got a good report. Mark those and see what they do. It is worth to imitate somebody that is righteous. He said, Jesus says, suffer it to be so. Why? Because John says, hey, me baptizing you? Who am I? I'm unworthy to do this. I mean, you need to do it to me. But that was who words? John, thoughts. See, he didn't rebuke him, but he said, no, wait a minute, John, that's not the way it's going to work. See, the prophets, they are not all 100% right all the time. But that was his thought. He said, oh, no, why are we doing this? Peter was, Jesus was going to wash his feet, and he said, no, hold on. And he said, but if you don't do this, you will not part of me. Right. Hey, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, don't forget between my toes and everything. See? Because we had no part of it. But that was Peter's thoughts. No, you're not going to die. You're not going to the cross. You know, he got his sword and he says, I will take care of this. He says, get thee behind me, who? Because that's, listen, my friend, the thoughts come from two places. Either from God or either from where? What you have to do, just make a decision which one you're going to pick. Right. Righteousness is to pick the right thought and do the right thing, and things will end up right. You want to pick up your thoughts? I don't know where you're going to end up. I don't know where I'm going to end up with my thoughts. I got no guarantee that what I'm thinking is going to come true. But I have a guarantee that whatever he promised me, it will be done in his time, in his season. See? So Peter had a thought. We said, no, that's not the right thought. See? And Satan put that in your mind. And that's okay. We are tempted. See? Sure. All we have to do is to choose. What are we going to do? What God said or what Satan? Because, see, this is the battlefield. You are battling two thoughts this morning. So, and you will always battle two thoughts. God or Satan. Right. But here you make a decision. We go sin. Which one goes in and which one goes out. And that is righteousness. Choosing always the word. The word is righteousness. What God says, that's what we need to choose this morning. Anything else, leave it alone. He says, for For thus is become us to fulfill our righteousness. Then he suffered him. See? Fulfill his righteousness. Jesus says we need to carry his will, see, in our life. And that is his first step. After baptism, he says, this is what we need to do. Why? Because the word says it. And we need to fulfill God's what? Righteousness. That is what you hear this morning. You have been called, and your purpose is to fulfill God, not mine, not my desire, not love divine. You need to fulfill God's requirements. Righteousness. And that is, that means you want his desire, you want his word. See? And we need to do it to the fullest. You know, we cannot do it halfway. There's no halfway. Sorry, young people. You know, sometimes it looks like it's cool, you know, to do whatever. But you know, either you hot or either you cold. I don't like the cool part because it's lukewarm. And you know what happened to lukewarm? It will vomit. So either choose the word and don't choose evil. Chunk away evil. Anything that is not from God is evil. That's why he told Peter, Satan, I don't need that thought. That is not my thought. That is not the word's thought. It behooves you this morning to choose, young people, the right thoughts. I know you have a lot of pressure. I know because I was there. Yes, I was there. And I went and I'm coming back. Now you're only 20 years old now, 17, 18, 20. You don't know, you know, what it is to be 40, 50, 60, 70. But I know how to be 20. So you think you know, you really don't know nothing, but you think you know. See, I know 20, 40, 50, 60, 70. Now when you get to 70, you can talk to me, but I'll be 140. So you will never outlive me in my wisdom. But when you get to 70, you're going to say, wow, yeah, he was right, you know. Yes, because you thought you were right. People think at 15 years old, how right can you be? How can you know what's right for you at 20, at 21? I tried. It didn't work out. I didn't know. And I had to suffer. That was my own. My own, that I fought. Your people, you know, I don't understand this. Let me be open with you this morning, sincere. I don't know why we had to go some other place to get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is, you can get it here. But the brand says, the time that you want the Holy Ghost, you can have it. You don't have to tarry. There's no tarry until. Whenever you get ready to have the Holy Ghost, you can have it. You don't have to go to a meeting there, or a meeting there, or somewhere. You know why you do that? I know, because I was 15 too. I went to church, and every time they made an invitation to come forward and accept the Lord, I will take my, you know, nail underneath the pew. I think they have marks in those pews probably. You know what? I didn't want to go. Because my peers, I went to most of those people that, you know, young people, I knew they were my friends and they went to my school. You think I want somebody to come to my school and say, whoa, wow, I saw you this morning. Are you one of those Jesus freaks now? Are you, hey, I heard you wanted to get baptized. Are you one of those fanatics? Are you going to hang with us now or what? See, we don't want the pressure. See, I know I was there. And I held all the time. I never got baptized and I never accepted the Lord in the church that I went for until I was 19 and left. Why? Because, oh, my mama and my dad are sitting back there. So what are they going to think if I start acting up? No, I go home and they say, oh, you got Christ now. Go and do the dishes and obey because the Bible says, see? Oh, I know you got, don't do those things. You are, see? You feel shame that mom and dad is back there. Your brother's back there. I know, I've been there. But see, you go out there when there's no pressure and it's all your peers and there's everybody else. Your mom is not there. Your friend is not there. Only people that believe this message, all the young people, and they suddenly get in an atmosphere and they receive the Holy Ghost. But who thought is that one? Young people, if you want the Holy Ghost, you need to think that you can get it, and you can get it here. And forget about all the thoughts that you have. You got pressures. I know you got pressure, and you got all kinds of things. But that's not the right thought. Why do we have to send our kids someplace else when the Holy Ghost is here? Because they got the wrong thought. You get it. Another 20 years anyway. Let me get off that one. So, the right mental attitude, the right thought will produce the right thing. So if you want the Holy Ghost, that's all you have to do. Lord, you said it. I did baptize. How long Jesus had to wait for the Holy Ghost? He's a model, right? As soon as he came out of the water, what? You know how to tarry. That is our example. Yeah, but in the upper room, yeah, God has something for them. Yes. I received the Holy Ghost the day I wanted it. How many? Yes, right. A few of you. Raise your hands. I didn't have to wait, young people. I was in the front. I went to Brother Green Church for the first time in my life. I was a Baptist minister. They sent me right in the front, and everybody's serious and long faces and long dresses. And I know. I said, man, I'm in the wrong place. They sent me in way in the front, and that's where they sit all the young men. I went by myself then. I was married with two kids, but I was seeking something. You know, God was pulling me. So when I went and sat there, I don't know who was the preacher. I think it was Brother Carpenter anyway, that year, 30 years ago. He preached and he preached and he preached and he preached and he says at the end, he says, how many want the Holy Ghost? I didn't hesitate. I didn't stumble. I didn't reason. I didn't care who was behind me. I don't care who was behind. I went like this. I said, I want it. That day I received the Holy Ghost. I didn't have to wait. Why? You know why we wait? Because your thoughts. You think it should be this way. You think it should be the way. You think we should preach this long. You think you come to church one day and that's good. You think, and you're going to sink. But before you sink, you stink. See? Because your thought stinks like mine. We'll get you in trouble. In this congregation, I'm almost finishing because we'll get you in trouble. It's not me, it's not brother, it's not your wife or your husband. What you pray with your own thoughts. What you think about me is what gets us in trouble. Because if I think the thoughts of God and you think the thoughts of God, we should love each other. But you know what? I don't like that guy. He's ugly. He's dark. He preaches too long. I don't understand him. Well, that's a lot of thoughts. Yours. And then you get mad at me. But why? Because your thoughts. That's all. You know, sister, you have a problem with another sister because your thoughts. Brothers, you get in trouble with me because your thoughts. Because if you think the way God thinks, we never have a problem. But that's hard to do. Yes, I know that's hard to do. Just let go and let God. When you get a thought in your mind and it's not becoming a Christian, when you get ready to talk to a sister or a brother and that thoughts are not his thought, that will edify and will help somebody, leave it alone. If you want to help someone, then tell them what the Word of God says, not what you think. Yeah, get you these pills, you know, the natural, I mean, essential oil. That's, yeah, okay. Let's eat the essential oil. That's Brother Doug Pep, not mine. All I'm saying is that what gets you in trouble with anyone and with the church is your own thoughts, the way you think. That's what happened to Peter, and that's what happened to John, and that will happen to you, and that will happen to me. See? If you cannot see eye to eye, it's your thoughts. Because the Bible says, if two can agree, touching anything, and you can believe, what happens? The rapture should have happened. But everyone said, if two of you can agree right now, the rapture will happen. You see, you can't even agree. Why? Throw yourself out. Throw your thoughts out. Take his thoughts. In any matter, you know, you get sick, what thoughts are you going to take, yours or mine? Or his thought? He said, I'm your healer. You have any need, I will supply him. You have any situation, I get you through the situation. But sometimes we go to the first, the second, and the third pool. But this happened to me, and blah, 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 blah. Hey, what he says. Let's try to help ourselves in this journey. We have enough already to put up with. We don't need to put up with each other and ourselves. We need to think this way. It is this way, right? I am the way. You need this way. Amen. And I'm almost finishing. I will give you. This is kind of the Reader Digest version of my sermon. I went to Mexicali and I preached some of this, not all of it, because things change as you go. You keep adding and adding and adding. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The more you go, the more you study. Wow. So I went to Mexicali and preached 2 hours. Then I went to Ciudad Juarez the other day, and the guy told me, you got 30 minutes because it's just a Sunday school class before we start the service. So I had to give the Reader Digest version 30 minutes. I had to leave just about everything. I closed my notes. I said, I don't need my notes. But now I'm going to give you in between, and then tonight I'll give you the rest of the story. Now, for you that will think right, some of you are not going to think right, and you will justify your thinking, but I already told you where that's going to get you. So, righteousness, he says, we need to fulfill righteousness, and that's your purpose here this morning. Doing his will, carrying out his will. See, not only his will, his intentions to follow God's will. To promote the reign of Christ, practice righteousness. That is our objective. To do right, to think right according to the word. That's my purpose. If God's supposed to live in flesh today, what do you think he's going to do? Let me ask you a question. Is he going to shoot your thoughts or his thoughts? The kingdom of God is in you. The mind of God was in Christ. The mind of God is in you. What thought are you going to think? Are you going to choose your mind or are you going to choose his mind? Don't get in trouble now. Because every time I chose my way, it was the highway somewhere. I don't know where I was going to end up. Our purpose is to choose his way. His way is his word. You want to do something? You want to sell your house? You want to do whatever with it? Forget about your house. Take his word first. Everything else will be added unto you. We worry so much. How am I going to do this? And how I'm going to do that. And this is what I want to do. And this is what I want to go. Lord, I'm going to put my fleece out. That's backwards. See if I'm right or wrong. You know, I want to do your will. But see, can you check if I'm good or bad or evil, whatever? Because if not, I don't want to do it. So we put the fleece out. That's backwards. Right. Yeah, they did it in the Old Testament. They had no choice. They had no Holy Ghost. You see God first. And he will add everything else to you. Forget about things. Forget about worrying, what should I eat? What should I dress? What should I do? Where should I go? Why don't you worry about doing his desire? Why don't you worry about pleasing God? And then he will give you the desires of your heart. See, that's why we get worried. That's why we get sick. We get stressed out because things are not happening the way I need it to happen, and they're not happening fast enough. Right. See? Why? Because we are backwards. Okay, Lord, this is my thought. This is what I want to do. This is how, long, when, where I like to do it. I'm going to pray about it. I want to know what you think about it. Good luck with that one. That's backwards. Lord, I'm going to please you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to adore you. I'm going to do your will. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to be an example at home, at work, at school. I don't care that I get rejected. I get rejected for your sake. It's my gain. Their loss. I'm going to do that, Lord. And then I'm going to sit and wait. Because he knows what you have need. He knows what you're going to need. He knows what you're going to need. All you have to do is meet his need. You know what God needs is? He wants righteousness. Righteousness is all he wants from you. Righteousness means do the right thing, the right action. When you have to make a decision, choose him always. And you will end up always right. God cannot lie. He will bring. If it's his word, he has to bring it to pass. You will voice it. You will think. You will have a revelation. You will voice it. And he will bring it back to pass. He give you the word in your heart. You speak it. And he bring his own word back to manifestation. You are the word of God manifested. Your sons and daughters of God now. When you walk, you know, in the spirit, not in the flesh. The flesh is your own thoughts. Because that's what the flesh is. But we don't walk in the flesh. We walk what? In the spirit. If you walk in the spirit and do exactly what God will is in your life, you will end up right. People ask sometimes, so I'm finishing. Go and stand up. Because I told you I was going to finish. Stand to your feet. I'll give you the rest of the story tonight. Musicians come. Romans 12:1-2 that I started with. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, offers your body. You came this morning to offer your body in a living sacrifice. See? When Abraham offers Isaac, that was a type of God in the cross, but it's a type of you and me. We got to die to ourselves. We have to be a living sacrifice. That means that whatever you think, it don't matter. It's what he thinks. Isaac didn't open his mouth. He just went to the you know. Then finally, when he got there, what is the sacrifice? Abraham didn't say nothing because Abraham was trusting God. See, and that's what we need to do. Trust God in all his ways. See, not in just partially his ways. So it says, offer your bodies in living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable. Acceptable means pleasing to God. You want to be pleasing. I want to sing that. What is it? Okay. I want to sing that song before I leave. Pleasing unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your true and proper way this morning is what I just read you. Anything else, you're wrong. Sorry, I'm just a messenger. Anything else is wrong. This is your proper service this morning. See? And then he says, and be not conformed to this world. See, don't pattern yourself to the world. You know how we pattern ourselves to the world? We take their thoughts. There's a lot of voices out there. That's their thoughts. Young people, don't take those thoughts. Don't take what you think. You know, take what he says. He says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, you have to lose your mind and you need another mind. See? That you can prove. Then you can prove. You will be tested. See? Because that's how God proves his word. He tests you. And if you stand in faith, believing, it will come to pass. And then you got more character. What? God will prove you. Not his word. You and me. To see if you're going to take his thoughts or you're going to take your own thoughts in the matter. He says, what is the good? And the only thing that I know is good is God. See, that's what you're going to find out, that the only thing good in your life is God. Anything else is not. Good master, he says, there's only one good. That was God in him. The only thing good, if you want it, is God in you. Everything else, and acceptable, pleasing, and perfect. See, be perfect as I am what? You know how you can be perfect? Every time you do his will, you're perfect. You're worrying, but I cannot be perfect. I mean, God is perfect, but you can be perfect every time you do his will, and you walk in his will, you are perfect. You came to church. You're perfect. You think the right thoughts, you're perfect. See? You are at work and you're talking the right things, you're perfect. You don't have to be doing everything right to be perfect because you are not going to do everything right. You're going to make mistakes. The time you are perfect is when you are doing his word, his thoughts, the coming flesh in you. The bride says, the Bible said that the bride In Revelation 19:7, you can put it, and I'm going to finish. Revelation 19:7 says, The faster you go, the faster I go. Revelations 19:7, it said, let us be glad and rejoice. How many are glad and rejoice today? And give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself what? You know what you're doing here? Making yourself ready. And you know what your dress is? His word. Every time you take his word, you put another piece in it. And she's going to be dressed. She needs to prepare. God is not going to force her. I'm not going to force you. You know what? I never call people to the altar after I finish my preaching. Because if the word of God don't do nothing to your heart, I ain't going to do it. If God don't prick your heart when I finish preaching, don't wait for me to call you. Because it won't work. If he cannot do it. And for the fine linen, that's a robe. This message is her robe, remember? Is the what? They're doing the right things. To think in the right things, to do in the right things, and things will come out right. See? Righteousness is more than what you think. Righteousness is doing his way, because that's the only way. You want to get dressed this morning? Think what he thinks. And make a part of your life. Dress yourself. Don't wait until the rapture. It will not happen, because the dressing and the preparing is right now. Now, you want to dress yourself with your own thinking thoughts? That's fine. It won't make it. You have a chance, you have an opportunity today to dress yourself, to prepare yourself. By what? Doing the right actions. And the only action I know is his action. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we love you and thank you for allowing us to be here this morning, to hear your word, Father, to hear your spirit teaching us, leading us, guiding us, Father, is what I want. I want to know what you want so I can do it. So I need a revelation. I need your word, and I need a revelation of your word, Father, so I can put it in practice, Father. I might fail, I might stumble, but I will get up, Father. And now we ask, let's try it again, and let's try it again until that word becomes part of me, because that's what I want. That I want that word to become a permanent thought in my life. That when I open my mouth, I will speak the truth, the gospel. That is you, Christ, our Lord. Father, this morning I thank you. Because it's impossible for me to be perfect. It's impossible to live this life. It's impossible for me to act like it and live like it. But I'm glad that you sent the Holy Ghost. He's my mentor. He's the power in me. That if I yield to him, if I surrender to him, I will. Because that's what the Bible said. That's your promises. I give you precious and great exceeding promises. So you can have the nature of God and escape corruption. This is corruption. The only way to escape it is to be dressed in your righteousness. In your word this morning. Help us to choose the right things. Help us, Lord, when we are in the midst of making a decision, in the midst of the storm sometimes, because Satan comes as a flood sometimes, we need to stand, and we are the standard, see, the word. Satan cannot defeat us. In fact, the Bible said that we overcame, that she overcame by the testimony. What was her testimony? I want to please God. I want to do everything that God wants me to do. Regardless if I like it, if I have to suffer for righteousness. Regardless if I've been rejected by my own family. But I want to fulfill all the righteousness of God in my life this morning. I want to be that image that you have before the foundation of the world. Of me. That's what I want to be. Shape me, mold me, transform me to your likeness. And what is your likeness? Your word. This morning, Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to hear your word. The word out there are looking for words. The Bible, Brother Branham said that it will be a famine but not for the word, for the hearing of the word. And here we are so happy. We should be joyful and with good pleasure that we have a place that God has prepared, and He has also provided all that we have need so we can have a word, an adulterated word that will make us live, that will make us walk, and will make us do the things that are right. Father, help me to have that always in my vision, my understanding. Give me the revelation, Father, and I promise you I will do all I can to be what you want me to be. Because what good is it is to have revelation? People have been in this message for years and years, and they are revelated according to them. They know the message, they know the Bible, and they still cannot live it. They still do what they want, what they wanted. They don't like to yield. They don't want no authority, so they said. But if you got the same Holy Spirit that I got, that Holy Spirit will lead me and guide me and teach me and show things. And if those are the things that you and I can agree, that's God in you and that's God in me. So, Father, we love you again. And we ask you for Brother Doug as he is out there on his hunting trip. Bless him. Rest him. Give him a good catch, Father. He works hard, Father. He works hard for this congregation. Misunderstood most of the time, but he loved his people. Father, and you love him now. Give him the desire of his heart. With the congregation, Father, here this morning, and those that are not here for whatever reason, bless them as well. The musicians, the deacons, the trustees, anybody that takes a part, the Sunday school. Father, you have called people with many talents and many gifts so we can be a help to each other, Father. Help us to do that, Father. Help us to approach each other with respect, Father. Respect to the Word of God. We are a walking Word this morning. And the Bible said that is the first and the beginning of all wisdom. To fear God, to respect Him and His Word. And His Word is in us this morning. And we should respect God in us by talking His way, His will, and doing it, Father. We thank you, and in the name of Jesus, Father, as we go, take us and bring us back tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Please sing. Oh, yes, I love that song. You want to be pleasing to God? Do His will.
Let me be
acceptable to you, to Him.
To you.
Everything that you do, make sure you are pleasing Him.
I do. Be pleasing.
Sing
to you.
Pray. If that's all you can do.
Praying that everything I pursue,
career, job, houses, whatever you want,
be pleasing, oh Lord, unto you.
Again. Not to the church, to Him.
Let everything that I do be pleasing,
God and Lord, to you.
I'm praying, Lord,
to you.